is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, she is here, your Red Hot Real Estate Show host and super real estate agent from RE/MAX Results, Mimi Shoneman. Hello, Mimi.
Good morning.
And you brought your friend in, of course, because we like to do it as a family here.
That's right. Good morning.
Super.
Good morning.
We've got the Contessa in the house.
The credit Contessa's here.
What are you going to talk about today?
Ms. Shelley Ferris from Sierra
credit.
Pacific Mortgage. More on credit, yes. So before we let you talk, of course, Shelley, we do have to get your numbers out there. So what are your NMLS numbers, please,
Thank you. So the NMLS mine is 367-826, and the company is 1788.
All right. So we are going to talk about credit. Can I ask you a nosy question, though, just because I know that we are right up on that tax deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Can we also include that in today's show? If there's anything that people are out there doing right now that might help them get a house somewhere down the road that they should maybe not do on their taxes or should do on their taxes. Can we kind of lump that in? That seems very topical.
Absolutely.
Thing, Shelley.
Yes. If there's questions on that, I'm willing to take them.
Shelley's basically like the IRS anyway. Yeah. She always looks at tax returns and, you know, shoeboxes full of receipts
I
and
do.
Such.
So. Guilty.
Yes.
Because it is just one of those things that it's great to have experts like you, Mimi, and Shelley that are here that can sit there and go, okay, I think I'm doing the right thing, but am I really hurting myself? And that does tie in a lot with what you're going to talk about today in credit, right, Shelley?
Right, exactly. That people think that credit scores are permanent. Why haven't you bought a house yet? Well, my credit stinks. Well, it's not forever, guys. Let's dig in and get her done.
Yeah. And we're going to continue to talk about the needs of our growing aging population. And so if you're out there and you have a one level living situation or you're looking for one, we want you to text One Level Living to 651-226-2560 so we can get you set up to receive those types of properties and information about them.
Because you were saying earlier, Mimi, that those properties go quickly. There's not a lot of those out on the market.
It's like hunting for a needle in a haystack.
Fair
honestly,
enough.
It is. And the demand is only going to continue to increase. And so if that is you or it's a friend of yours, be sure and pass that along and we'll get information to you. And we also have a list of 20 tips for preparing your house for sale. All it is free for you if you call and request it.
And I think that one thing we want to remind people, too, is that you guys are actual real people that live here in the Twin Cities. You're very invested in what goes on in the community. I know we've done things before where Shelley might give a specific deal to particular My Talkers. And I know that you are actually involved in a really cool fundraiser that's coming up very soon, Mimi.
Yeah, we want to encourage all of our listeners to help support us. We're going to be raising money for Animal Ark. They have a 3K walk that starts Saturday, May 18th from 9 to 1. And we're going to be out there giving stuff away and helping raise money for those cats and dogs. And it's a no-kill facility here in Hastings. And so we've got a link on our show page, thanks to our superstar producer, Miss Sonny. And all you have to do is go there to get information. If you can't walk, there's also a link on there for you to donate to Animal Ark, the no-kill shelter.
Well, we make sure that you go to that website, and you can always go to our website at mytalk1071.com. Keyword red hot. Get all of those links. Also, get a copy of our great guides that help you know what you should do when preparing to sell a home, what you should do when preparing to buy a home. All of those great resources are always on the Red Hot Real Estate show page.
Absolutely. And just a little bit more information about the Animal Ark, their event that day. There's going to be food trucks, kid activities. There's going to be live music from Lukewarm and Cool Hands, silent auction, and lots of vendors, plus some free sampling from Spiral Brewery and Barefoot Wine. Plus, they're going to be given 25% off of adoptions, except for the little kitties and the little puppies. So
right.
They want you to pick up the full-grown baby.
Exactly. Which is sometimes that's the best phase for, I mean, the best thing for you. Like, I can't imagine having a kitten or a puppy right now. I want a kind of seasoned cat. That's what I want. That's what I got. I got a seasoned cat is
yes.
what I got mine.
And we love them.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So make sure you check out that information.
Yeah, for sure. So Shelley, Give us your NMLS numbers and let's kick off this credit contest a piece.
Right. So NMLS again is 367-826. And pardon me. Oh, the allergies are kicking in, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Boy, spring has sprung.
Right.
Which is why we're talking about credit, so we can jump in there. You know, we've done some surveys and we've done some synopsis on things, and we've come up with that there really are two real live credit syndromes that people suffer from.
Okay.
And one of them is credit pull anxiety.
Okay.
And the other one is telemarketer avoidance syndrome.
Yes.
Now, if that sounds like, huh, that might be me, let me describe them to you a little bit. So if you have anxiety about someone pulling your credit, if I talk about credit on the radio and you think, yep, I'm going to do it, I'm going to give her a call, and then you think, oh, she's going to want to pull my credit and that could make my credit score down and I can't afford any points, so I'm just going to avoid calling her entirely.
Right.
So that's working. No, mm-hmm. It's not.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The other one is, you know, when we pull your credit, oftentimes that puts in play this telemarketer game that all these credit bureaus sell the information to different companies to contact you to try to get your business.
Because it does feel like, okay, I just called to get information,
yes,
and now my phone is being blown up with weird offers that I didn't ask for.
And
like, what
right.
box did I not check?
Right.
Or what box did I, you know, where should I have opted out? And I forgot.
Right. Exactly right. And mm-hmm. so it makes you skittish. You don't necessarily want to do that. Well, I have answers for you for both of those syndromes that you could be out there suffering from, or you may know someone who is.
Okay.
And it's a program we call here Sierra First.
Okay.
And so we have a way to pull your credit that does not affect your credit score and does not alert the media that you are in a buying mode or you're thinking about being in a buying mode.
Now, how did Sierra First come about then?
Well, it kind of came about from this very thing. We understood what commentary we were getting from people out there. They didn't feel comfortable. Yeah, they were interested in getting pre-qualified, but these were the things that were holding them back. Or they almost took the first step and then they seemed to repel. And what
right.
was that all about? And so once we got a real good handle on what the anxieties were, then we went to the credit bureaus themselves to discuss basically how can we get around those issues?
Ah.
How can we curve around it? So, okay, what would I have to do as a loan officer to pull credit and you wouldn't know about it?
Ah, so
kind of
Sierra, so Sierra Pacific Mortgage sat there and came up with a plan.
Yeah.
So that you could actually look at this.
Exactly right.
Oh, so how do we, you know, so I don't want to give all of your tricks.
That's okay.
But you're saying, I don't know, because I don't want anybody else to, that sounds like a lot of work, you know, kind of thing. So I don't want to have anybody steal your idea. But so when I call you,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you all of my resources so
right.
I can sit there and get pre-approved.
Right.
And Mimi, you've said that getting pre-approved by somebody like Shelley really does make a difference.
It's absolutely the first step. It's when, as soon as you have the nighttime pillow dream of buying a house and you're sitting and you find that, you know, in all your free time, you're watching HGTV.
Right.
And you really want to buy a house, but you just don't really want to do anything. You just want the house to show up. That is when you call me and Shelley at the same time.
Yes,
we
indeed.
Both need to talk to you at the same time. Shelley's going to get you pre-approved. We're going to talk and have our buyer consultation or our seller consultation, and we're going to talk about what your needs are. And this really is a consultation.
Okay.
So that we can understand what it is that you're looking for to try to help you achieve your goals, because everybody's goals are different. And, you know, that's why we put together a plan. We listen to you. And, you know, a lot of times people don't know what they want.
Right.
They just know that they would like a house. They're tired of paying the overabundant rent that yep. keeps rising. They're tired that they can't have a dog or a cat. They're tired that they want a purple bathroom, but
right.
they can't get it. They're just sick and tired mm-hmm. of that whole thing and turn their music up as loud as they want to
right.
without anybody complaining. That if that is you or somebody you know, it really is time, because interest rates have already dropped. They're lower than they were even like back at the first of the year.
Right.
Ridiculous.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
It's like a miracle.
It is. Someone opened a window. Let's get it done here before they close it.
Yeah. Shelley, you mentioned as we are going into our credit conversation that a lot of people forget that credit does morph, change and change over time. So
right.
a lot of us are probably in that paralysis mode where we did something, you know, in our 20s or 30s and right. we're afraid to look ever again.
Right.
And so it does, you know, how often does it happen to you that you're that someone like me comes to talk to you and goes, I know you're going to tell me no. And then you come back with a yes.
About 80% of the time.
Fair enough.
Yeah, seriously. Mm-hmm. Because people, they're much more harder on themselves than the credit bureaus are. So, you know, and things that happened 2 years ago, you've done things since then. Let's not worry about that car loan you were denied 3 years ago. That doesn't mean that today you're going to be. But that feeling is so awful that we do whatever we can to avoid it.
Okay.
So let's not be the ostrich and dig our head in the sand. Let's get her done.
Yeah. Right. So when we come back, we'll continue talking about tips and tricks with Credit Contessa, and we'll be taking all of our listeners' calls.
Yes, and that number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1, also streaming at mytalk107.1.com. In studio today, Mimi Schoeneman, our host and licensed realtor from RE/MAX Results. Also, Shelley Ferris from Sierra Pacific Mortgage.
So we were having a funny conversation, right?
Yes, you were.
Shelley, tell
Shelley
the story,
got
Sherry.
So excited she like knocked her headphones off.
Well, I was talking to one of our listeners this week, and we were talking about, you know, how they had questions about credit and how to get qualified and all of that. And I pointed them in the right direction. I said, so shouldn't we, you know, the next step would be that we would sit down and actually, you know, meet and exchange information and get you qualified. And they very innocently responded, that's great. Do you have anyone you'd recommend? And I said, well, selfishly, yes, me.
Because I think that I try to remind people, and I do tease Mimi about this a lot, is that people think she's just a show host superstar person. We have to actually articulate she is boots on the ground realtor person.
Exactly.
She is the one that is like walking to the house, writing the offers, going through all of the minutia with you. Her and her team are the people that do it. And you are the same person. And so for everybody out there, Shelley Ferris is the actual mortgage professional. When I needed somebody to look at my numbers, I got one of those old school plastic red ropey tile folders, stuck a bunch of papers in it, met her at her office, handed her a stack of papers, and said, work magic, please.
Right.
And that's what she did.
She does sound scary here on the radio.
Oh, I am.
Right?
So scary.
No. We just have to remind people that Shelley has an office and there's candy in it, and she is the actual person that makes sure that you are pre-approved. And so when she, you know, when we say that, you know, we can have somebody that can work you through the process, it actually is Shelley herself.
Yeah. And I'll help you buy the house. I'm the real estate person.
Right.
We'll go, we'll look, we'll list your house.
Yes.
We'll write the offers. Right. We'll negotiate the offers. That's what we do.
Yes. So we want you to feel comfortable and get to know both Mimi and get to know Shelley.
Yes.
Because Shelley is willing to sit down with you over a cup of coffee and help you navigate this process. And the process can be very difficult. If this is, because I mean, the thing that's also great about working with you, Shelley, is that you understand that everybody's journey is a little different. Mm-hmm. And so maybe some of us had that non-standard journey where you couldn't just go online and do some cookie cutter application. We need somebody that's willing to sit there and go, well, we have a bunch of 1099s, or you have this quirky thing going on with your kid, or here's why you need to live near a railroad track or something. And you can sit there and have this discussion with Shelley Ferris, real person and mortgage expert. And she can help you put all those puzzle pieces together.
I'm happy to. And I drive all over the city and meet people at local Caribou's.
Right.
They don't have to come up to my office.
Well, you know, let's just do virtual, man. Let's just get an Uber.
Oh,
get Uber to bring them to you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. Free Uber rides to Shelley's office and mine, by the way.
Awesome.
So let's talk about fear.
That's good.
I think fear is something that really can cause life havoc. You know, if you've had something happen in your past, or you saw something happen to somebody that you cared about, you watched them struggle through the down market and they went into foreclosure, or they had to do bankruptcy, or they had to get public assistance because times were rough.
Right.
If that is you and you've got that blazed in the back of your mind, or you know somebody who does, times have changed and enough time has passed where you probably are going to be okay. It's just going to take a little bit of help with a team to kind of help you get up to the courage to do it again. We are those people. We recognize that it will be hard for you, but I'll give you, for instance, working with a gal, and it's so easy to just, your lease is coming up due at the end of the month and you want to look now, and you're not happy with what you're seeing, and you're frustrated because you keep getting beat out on all these offers. it's so easy to say, Mr. Ms. Landlord, yeah, I'll take another year. But what you're doing for real is shooting yourself right in the foot, smack dab,
yep,
in the foot. Because next year, interest rates are probably going to be another point. That's, if you're having a hard time finding a $220,000 house now, next year you're going to be looking for a $200,000 house. That's the difference we're talking about. So you've got to be you've got to have courage to face these difficulties, because your landlord is probably going to kick your rent up another notch. And next year, you're gonna be even more disappointed with what you're shopping for. It's like that clearance rack, man. Why don't they have that $1 million outfit?
Exactly. Yes.
So don't be scared. We work with folks that I believe we help.
Right.
To get over that fear, that hump.
Right. And it's just numbers. At the end of the day, that's the part I think that people get so afraid of, is the numbers. Oh my gosh, I only want to buy a $200,000 house. Okay, well, there's two of them,
right,
in the whole Twin Cities. So which one did you want? You and, 400 other people. So what if you wanted a $225,000 house? Or what would the difference in that be? And you get scared because it's $25,000 more. Well, maybe it's just $5 per thousand more to your payment.
Right.
And that is what it is. When you go up $20,000, which is a big number, or $10,000, you're only talking $50 a month.
Right.
It's a difference. And that's $600 in a whole year. So if that's the only difference, maybe it's a point where we meet and we talk about how these numbers work. Numbers are real. They don't lie. And then we can match that up with your plan with Mimi and kind of find some flexibility.
Because you're really trying to find something that they can do, not only from month to month, but over time.
Right. Yeah.
So you aren't trying to make sure that they end up in a scenario where they end up, as we used to call it, house poor.
Right.
You're not trying to do that for them either. You just want to make sure that they are in an ability to find something that really will work and exist.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the other thing that we want to make it perfectly clear, we don't care about what you buy. We just want to make sure that if your goal is to own a house, that you get to do that. And it's not about the commission. We couldn't give a rip about it. There's enough people looking for our houses right now. We're doing pretty okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what we want to know is, if you are currently looking in that 225 and it's just not out there, but you see all this stuff online and you're like, but gosh, this one is just perfect for me, but it's like at 255. And you're not looking at it because you're like, yeah, it's too much. Here's another way to look at it. So life really does change by the decade, wouldn't you say, ladies?
I agree. Mm-hmm.
I mean, so you're different from 20 to 30, and you're different from 30 to 40. And I've heard that you're different from 40 to 50. Somebody told me that once. Yeah, whatever. Shameless.
Awesome.
So,
you are where you feel.
That's what it is. So, my point is right now you're making whatever you're making, and you're in the 20 to 30 bracket. When you are in the 30 to 40 bracket, probably you're going to be making more money, and maybe you're going to have a different life situation. You may have a special someone that's going to help you with your expenses. Maybe you won't. Maybe you could take on a Airbnb situation and you can use that as an option. So you want to look at down the road at least 7 to 10 years to see, try to envision, what could your life be like? And it's hard to imagine if you're making $35,000 that maybe in 5 years you might make 50.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Because it's like,
plenty clients happen.
How can I do that? It just doesn't seem possible. And the same thing too, the difference from I'm making 50 right now, but I can't even visualize getting to 75.
Right.
And what would that do if I got, a significant other and they made the same as me and now it's double?
Right. Exactly. It happens.
Or what if mom, wants to downsize and she can take the basement bedroom and now I've got a tenant? And what can they do with that tenant income?
Oh, right. Yeah, there's plenty of programs that allow for border income, we call it, in my business. And usually there has to be a precedent.
Okay.
But, mom could go on the loan with you if you wanted to, buy up a little bit more. There's all kinds of options. But until you come in and talk we won't know. We just won't know that you've got these potentials out there, and then you miss the opportunity.
And well, it sounds like you're trying to get your potential buyers to look from a position of positivity, when a lot of us, because of things might have happened before, you're going, well, I want to make sure I get a house that if I end up downsizing my job, I can still afford.
Right.
Well, let me give you a scenario. So you're not finding what you're looking for out there. And we have a substantial intranet and also a powerful network in the RE/MAX world. And we network with one another, and we're able to communicate. And perhaps I'm going to be able to find with a colleague of mine or myself, somebody who's approached me to say, I want to sell my house. And so we have a list of those people coming soon, if you will, that we know that are going to be hitting the market. But we've just got to find that one nut. Mm-hmm. And so perhaps that nut doesn't want to go through the what they consider a hassle of getting the house ready for market.
Right.
Maybe we can match you up and do a favor for both of you, and where the person doesn't have to be stressed about getting the house ready for sale, and maybe you get a little bit better of an edge. Maybe you just get to be the first one,
right?
But you're paying fair market. Wouldn't that be a win for everybody?
Right. And it's not as uncommon as you may think. I mean, that happens with some regularity. I've got a couple of purchases closing myself next month with exactly that set of situations. So, yeah, you got to give us a call. You got to give us a call.
And you can also give us a call today if you want to be part of the Red Hot Real Estate Show. It's a great time to call in and get your question answered by Shelley Ferris and Miss Mimi Shoneman from RE/MAX Results. The number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1 and streaming at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Ms. Shannon. Mimi Shoneman is here, and we are helping you navigate the road to getting into the home that you really, really should be a part of.
Yes.
And we're also taking your calls at 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071.
And we're playing our old school jams, and you're welcome. So, and thank you, Sonny, for doing so.
Yes.
Can we
do something real quick? Sonny, say hello in the microphone. So people know we're two separate people.
Hello there.
Yeah, twins.
No, are you moonlighting, Ms. Shannon?
No, I think it's funny because this has happened twice. I got a text from one of my friends that said, did you just drive all the way over to my talk? And I was like, that's producer Sonny. And we sound ish alike. You can sound like my little sister because you're a couple years younger than me.
I think it's the deepness
the timber,
of the voice.
The timber. Mm-hmm. The timber of the voice.
I get told that all the time.
Yes,
yeah,
the timber.
Like people.
Exactly.
No.
So we are very happy to have you be part of the Red Hot Real Estate Show. You call 651-641-1071. Producer Shawnee will answer the phone and be happy to take your question. And I'll be happy to be the conduit to Ms. Mimi Shoneman and Ms. Shelley Ferris and make sure that your question gets answered.
Yes. And we want to remind everybody, if you are seeking one level living, text 651-226-2560. Just text one level living to that number. And that's if you are looking for it or if you've got it to sell.
Perfect.
We've got a match for you. So, Shelley, we were talking about fear.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about people who've gone through a bankruptcy or a foreclosure.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're squared away, really squared away, but they're afraid to go up to as high or even close to as high as what they might qualify for.
Right.
But yet there's not anything that's cheap enough that meets their comfort zone. So they don't do anything. They're paralyzed.
Right. Yes.
What happens?
Fear is a horrible, horrible thing. And in all aspects of our lives, I think it really freezes us from doing whatever the next step is to advance your career or make a move or something in a relationship. Fear is the naysayer. So,
right.
I think that if we meet, the meeting and the doing the math seems to help to take the anxiety down. It's almost like I can see it melt away from people as we're doing it. And I talk about it in that very same way. You know, let's just do the math. Numbers don't lie.
Right.
Math is math. I can't, no hocus pocus in math. You know what I mean? It's real. So you can really, really believe it. So then I talked to him about how you're doing your taxes and how are you, what kind of take home income do you have versus what I'm qualifying you at? And we talk about how, what your maximum qualifier would be. And I think that really helps people.
Okay.
Because it helps free up their mind as far as where they're pigeonholing themselves at this amount of a payment. And I don't want to go a dime more. And I know from all the online stuff that I've done myself,
right,
that means this price home.
Yes.
So I'm going to look for this price home and I'm going to do it on my own and I don't need a realtor to help me find it. And I already am pre-qualified, Shelley Ferris, so you don't need to be dealing with me. Okay. So I know all that. I know all you people.
Well, I think people...
You still need our help.
And they use that as a shield.
Yes.
To protect themselves because maybe they got a little hurt
right
in the past.
Right.
And so now they're really guarded. Like they're like, oh, somebody told me no and that hurt my feelings. Or I looked online and this thing said no. So now instead of going, well, let me continue on the path and find yes, you just, you know, as you've said before, just put your head in the sand,
mm-hmm.
right? And just listen, go, okay, it's always no.
Trust is a big deal.
Right.
I don't trust very easily. I know a lot of people do not.
Mm-hmm.
And but you've got to start somewhere. You've got to trust somebody.
Right.
And because that's just the nature of this beast. This is a very difficult thing. Can you do it all alone? Sure you can. I mean, they started doing it back at the beginning of time. You know, Pebbles got her first condo. Didn't have a realtor, I bet. I don't know. But, you know, it can be done. We're not saying it's rocket science, but it's way easier. I'm telling you what.
Oh,
now,
my gosh.
I used to think when I was in Kentucky and, you know, younger and whatever, I used to think, yeah, that job is the easiest job on the planet.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know. They don't deserve to be paid like that crazy, you know, but... Mm-hmm. Now that I got my real estate license here in Minnesota, I'm like, oh boy, I didn't even know that when I was buying and selling a house. Wow, that could have really been a problem.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so little things like that, that you maybe, you know, you just need somebody, an extra set of eyes sometimes, somebody that you can run stuff past. But let's talk about the people that want to be only a certain distance from a work
mm-hmm.
site.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a lot of folks that say, you know, that I just want to, you know, have a good commute and that quality of life and blah, blah, blah. I got nothing but respect for that. So we can do a radius search for you in all directions of whatever your work address is, and you can start to see everything. But
fair enough, because I bet you there's sometimes you people, I like when I think that direction, I go by what my current route is. I don't think what's on the other side
exactly.
of the route.
Oh,
like if I was
point.
Coming from the other direction, like I go, oh, I live in the west side of where I work. Here's I want to stay on the west side.
Yes.
Not necessarily for any other reason other than it's familiar.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or you get somebody that says, I only want to be, you know, a certain area. I want Blaine, Anoka, Coon Rapids, or something like that. And then you say, well, what about if we stretched it out about 10 minutes? Would that kill your commute? Could you do that? Could you manage that? At first, usually no. But then as the frustration continues to build up, then we see that there's just over the line, a little more inventory, a little more affordability. Would that be worth 10 more minutes to say that you have a ownable, sellable asset that you currently do not have?
Right.
You know?
Right. And you're just adding that little bit
yes.
to your commute.
And so
we talk about payments then
right.
too.
Right.
And so with my clients, when they're frustrated and they're not seeing what they want, that is what I'm saying. What can we do different to offer you more options?
And Mimi, I know there are certain things that you as a licensed realtor can't do as far as steering me towards a certain community or away from a certain community. So how do I, during that process, ask you a question that you can actually answer? Like if I go, so let's say I was really attached to a particular neighborhood, but there wasn't any houses that were opening up in that neighborhood. How do you help me find a similar neighborhood that might just be in another part of town?
Well, describe what similar is.
So
is
let's
it
say
a story and a half. And
it might be the type of house and maybe I want to be this close to a park. And I like the fact that there's shopping and retail close to me and not terrible schools. But that's
okay.
really how broad it is.
Okay. Terrible schools. That's where we cross the line.
Okay.
Because your opinion of a terrible school and my
Fair
opinion
enough.
And Shelley's may be very different.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that would fall into the category of steering.
Okay.
So we can point you in the direction of where you can go to get the school information, and
okay.
we will. Schools.org.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Do your homework. Know the schools yourself because they do affect value.
Okay.
And you can be
good point.
You can be like in a like Maplewood, you know, just randomly picking where you've got 622 schools and then you've got Woodbury schools and you got all kinds of different schools. Well, I want to be in Maplewood. Which one is better? I can't answer that question.
Exactly.
For you.
Okay.
You know, so that is up to you to do that due diligence. That is steering.
Okay.
And as much as I would like to answer the question, I may or may not know my own opinion, but that
right.
is not for me to say.
Fair enough.
But if you same kind of thing about crime, isn't that right? Like if you asked any questions about crime.
Yeah, if you want to know a safe neighborhood, I say call the police, right. Knock on the doors.
Right. Yes.
That is what you need to know. And you also need to know about sexual offenders. And mm-hmm. you go to the Department of Corrections website or phone number. That's in so many of the documents. And then the Department of Commerce is not kidding. They want you to check that out for right. yourself. Right. I cannot do that for you.
Gotcha.
So, and that is in a lot of the purchase agreement paperwork. So you'll see that over and over again. But if you tell me, Miss Shannon, mm-hmm. that I'm just in love with mid-century modern. And I love 1940s to 1960s. I love that groove. I can find you that.
Okay.
You tell me that what you want like that.
Because I, you know, we always are trying to educate our potential buyers on how they can be better shoppers. So it's like knowing, instead of saying, I'll just take anything, that's too broad.
Right.
But if they're like, well, it has to have 7 steps going up and 2.5, you know, inch nails on every wall, that's too narrow.
Well, I tell you one mm-hmm. thing that I think a lot of people are maybe they're a little confused about is the right. split level, split entry, whatever you want to call that. Mm-hmm. I think everybody thinks that there's something not as great about those type of style of homes. And I disagree. My first home was a split entry.
What does that even mean?
It means when you walk in the door, you go up and you go down.
Okay.
Okay. You know, got a landing.
Yes.
Those are some of the more affordable homes in the cities. The thing I think that some people say, I don't want to do it because they've got the narrow entryway. Well, not all of them do.
Right.
Not all of them do.
Why do you care? Who throws cocktail parties in their entryway? Mm. Like, what is it?
It's the shoes.
I don't understand.
It's the shoe situation.
Shoes and coats.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you're not a party person, you'd keep the shoes in the garage. You know? I'm just saying. Get a rack.
Okay, that's it.
You know, and
good to know. I'm gonna intentionally look for split levels.
Yeah,
in my house.
I like them. I like them. It's my first
house.
They're
affordable.
Yeah, and the tuck under garages. You know, they usually have a bonus room on top of that. That's all kinds of good. Anyway, so where are we going, Shelley? I'm off track now.
I was asking, and I think back to when you're looking at what scares people off, and sometimes we're scared of words that we don't even understand what they are. And so I'm sure that you get that when people are looking for particular homes, Mimi, and you probably get that when people start using buzzwords when you're going through the mortgage process, mm-hmm. Mimi, where they go, well, I don't want this insurance or I don't want that.
Right.
And they just hear things that scare them off before they even really know exactly how it affects them personally.
Right, right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Mortgage insurance is a perfect example.
Right.
Nobody wants to pay mortgage insurance. I don't want to pay it either. But,
right.
you know, if you put less than 20% down payment, reality is you're going to have mortgage insurance. So now we have to discuss, what do we do to minimize it? You know,
right.
how do we make it less impactful to your payment? I just signed up a guy who bought a townhome, $186,000 sale price, 10% down payment, and his monthly mortgage insurance is $34 a month.
Okay.
So it's teeny tiny money. I mean, it's still money.
Right.
But
pizza.
It's
a pizza.
Pizza. Exactly.
Right.
You guys, don't hold back from buying a house with 3% down payment because you're worried about losing a pizza every month.
So this is how they sold me china and pans in college.
Okay.
one pizza a month, you can have these things. And I was like, sold.
I hope you still have them.
I do.
Love pizza. Yeah.
Right?
Well, what do you want to cover when we get back from break, Mimi?
Well, I think that we need to help our listeners to understand there's options out there. And we'll mm-hmm. continue to talk about the options both with credit and with shopping and selling.
And we'll also take your calls. The number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1 and streaming at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Ms. Shannon. Shelley Ferris from Sierra Pacific Mortgage is with us. Mimi Shoneman from Remax Results, our Red Hot Real Estate agent, is here as well. You can call and be part of the Red Hot Real Estate Show at 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. I know our producer Sonny is talking to someone right now. We'll get to you as soon as we can. But in the meantime, remind everybody what they get just for calling in.
Absolutely. If you would like a copy of our Spring 2000 Things to Consider When Buying a Home or Selling Your House, those are absolutely free. They're updated quarterly. We also have our 20 tips for preparing your house for sale. And be sure and check out all of our great links online. We've got all kinds of good information on there. places where you can actually shop for property. We've got the Animal Ark Walk and the donation site. We'd love for our listeners to help us raise money for this no-kill shelter, but lots of good information on there.
And Shelley, we are encouraging people to call in and be part of the show and also just call you directly, because a lot of times it seems like what we get is we get people who maybe had a little hiccup in their journey before, and now that hiccup has caused them to be so fearful that they don't even want to start the process and just see, right? Just to get some questions answered.
Right. Or their friend told them something, or they thought they saw something online, and that would mean that they couldn't do something. Or, no, call me.
Right.
You know, we're talking today about credit, and that your credit score is not permanent. It's just a snapshot in time. And so this is something that can change, and this is something that we can improve. But call me, and let's go down the Sierra First path. Let's go down that path and figure out what's ailing your credit, what your real mortgage credit score is, and what we can do to get you back on track. Or maybe we'll find out you're good to go.
Right, because surprisingly enough, sometimes things are better than you think.
Even
if you have one of those credit monitoring services or something that may go with your credit card, it may not be the same as, you said, your mortgage credit
score. That's why I specifically said that word, because there's plenty of companies out there, Karma, all kinds of different companies that will give you your quote-unquote score. But what is that score, and what's it representative of, and when is the last time that it got updated, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So call me, 612-839-6918 is my number.
And we encourage you to call the Red Hot Real Estate Show. We have a question right now that's on the phone. And so, Barb, thank you very much for holding. You have a question for Shelley and Mimi regarding a lien?
Yeah, my husband is in a nursing home now. And I don't think I'm going to have enough money to spend. We put the house in my kids' name, but that still has 3 more years to go. Is there anything I can do? Because the lien would be like right now I'm paying $9,000 a month.
Okay, so what is your exact question? Just want to make sure we understand.
Is there anything I can do not to get a lien on the house?
Okay, so is your financial assistance through a city or a state?
I don't have assistance right now.
Okay. I think, Barb, that your question is going to be very detailed and something that we're going to have to spend some time on the phone with you.
Mm-hmm.
A little more complicated. So if you could leave your information with our producer, we'll reach out to you
already
this week.
Already did.
Thank you very much.
Perfect.
Because we want to make sure we can go deep on that, because there probably are, as we mentioned. Thanks a lot, Barb. That's a perfect question. Because it probably are a lot of puzzle pieces. And that's what you do a lot, Shelley, is you can sit there. That's why we encourage people to call and actually talk to you.
Absolutely.
And go, all right, how does this work out? Because it's not, you know, sometimes I'm sure when they call you, it's an easy A, B, and C, right?
Yeah. Well, and I've been doing this for 25 plus years, as we have discussed many times. I'm a dinosaur.
You are an adorable dinosaur.
Well, you know, I probably have heard it all before, and I try not to, you know, of course, make it sound like that, like, yeah, I've heard your story before. That's not it. It's individual to you. But I've seen it before, so I know how it plays out. But sometimes people call me and say, you know, I don't think you can help me because I've had a bankruptcy.
Right.
And then my question is, well, when was your bankruptcy, and what kind of bankruptcy was it, and what was happening in your life that that made you claim bankruptcy, and what have you changed in your life to make you not have to do that again?
Okay.
And you know, there's almost like this metamorphosis that I can even hear on the phone in people's voices, that as we talk through that, they're releasing some of that pain. Nobody wants to go through bankruptcy.
Right.
But that was then, and this is now. So let's get you on track.
So, you know, with talking a little bit more about Barb, our last caller, you know, that's probably going to maybe take some research from maybe even a financial planner or a CPA or a real estate attorney, depending on what angle she's trying to achieve. And, you know, and when you talk about estates where she's had her children now have the home, and are you trying to pull equity out of the home to support dad in the assisted living? Are you trying to figure out, should you sell that house in order to support that? Maybe getting medical assistance of some sort from a county or a city program. Yeah, they're going to put a lien on your house because they want to get paid when, and that will happen when the house gets sold. So, you know, that's a complicated estate situation type of question.
Right.
And we want her to, we want to thank Barb for calling us with it, but it's just too complicated to answer on the air.
I think that's always good, too. One of the things that we've talked about here and on our other show, The Mom Show, is that it's okay to acknowledge that you need a team.
Mm-hmm.
That it's okay to go, I don't have this answer. But if they start by calling you Mimi or calling you Shelly, you can go, okay, well, here's the next person you need to talk to.
Right.
Here's how, you know, because as you just did, Mimi, you were able to kind of go, all right, here's the core issue. Here's the people that can answer these questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you guys know qualified people that can then basically spoke off of that hub and then make sure that they get what's probably the best thing for them instead of sitting there by themselves without any of these resources.
Well, think about it, if you will. I mean, just the numbers that she threw out, $9,000 mm-hmm. a month, that is what's happening to our population.
Right.
So in 30 years, you know, a huge majority of our population is going to be in these types of situations.
Right.
And it's nothing to sneeze at, and it's just on the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if that is you, we welcome your calls and your emails, because while we might not be able to answer it specifically, we can certainly do research and see how we can, you know, assist
right.
in whatever way.
Right.
So,
exactly.
Shelly, what do you think that folks need to know the most to get started if they're fearful, if bad things have happened, or if they've just maybe kind of, they just haven't really decided that they want to dip their toe in the home ownership pool?
Right. So the best place to start, again, is to call me, 612-839-6918. And we'll do the Sierra First program, where we can get your mortgage credit score without it damaging your credit. And then let's keep in mind that, you know, maybe it's a situation that maybe you haven't had a major event happen, but maybe your credit is at 629. And although it's good enough to do a mortgage, it might not, you may be surprised to know that even with just an 11 point gain or a 31 point gain, how much better your terms of mortgage can be by working on your credit.
Right.
Almost all of the population has credit that they can work on. Almost
exactly.
Everybody to some degree. So
either either you're not using it enough, either you're using it too
exactly.
much. There's so many ins and
What's
outs.
What's your mix? What did you close that you shouldn't have? Would you open that you shouldn't have? My gosh, you have a 30 day late last month, but guess what? In 6 months, that's going to be 7 months old. There's all kinds of things that move and change on your credit every single day. So please don't be that ostrich. Give me a call, 612-839-6918.
So if we've got listeners out there and you are facing, you know, you're just not happy with what you're seeing online, and you haven't started anything yet, but you're curious about what your money could buy and where, we can send you properties that match your criteria, including unlisted.
Okay.
Unlisted properties. Let's get you on our mailing list. All you have to do is email Mimi at mnredhotrealestate.com, and we can start sending you what it is that you think that you want, and then help you assemble a team, a real estate team that matches your criteria. And we work in the entire metro, north, south, east, and west, including western Wisconsin. So reach out to us for that.
And Mimi and Shelly, you were saying before that it doesn't, there's not like there's too soon to start this process, where if you go, well, it's probably going to take me 2 years. You know, now's still a good time to start having this conversation and have you look at the landscape so that you can map things out for that plan.
The best time to do it is now, right? Because you don't know what's out there, what's looming in your credit portfolio. Scary, scary. Let's pull it and let's see where you're at.
That's what I tell you. She's all the time wanting to pull it.
Yeah.
So.
And Mimi, it doesn't bother you, though, if I go, you know, if I do call you and go, well, I'm probably not going to be able to do this for 2 years. You
well,
know, how do you work with that? Does sometimes it goes quicker than you think?
You know, I honestly will say I really haven't had people say 2 years, but
right.
more likely one.
Okay.
You know, I've got a lease. I don't really want to get, this happens a lot when people are relocating into the city.
Yes.
They want to live here for a while and they figure out what they like and where they like what
Fair
they
enough.
Like.
Right.
And so, that's fair. Let's get you out and looking at the different areas that appeal to you. Because once you go and you visit, and after you've been here for a while, it really does. Like, for instance, when I was a relocation person, when I moved here, I was trying to stay within a certain vicinity of my husband's work.
Okay.
And I couldn't wrap my brain around what was it like to live in White Bear Lake.
Okay.
Or what was it like to live in Lino Lakes.
Okay.
Or Stillwater or Woodbury. What did that feel like to really be in that place?
Right.
Because I've walked that walk, I can help people, I feel, to understand nuances about communities without having to steer them one way or the other, but to just get a flavor of what it's like to live someplace. And we can definitely send you those property listings. Just reach out to us this week.
And it's easy to get a hold of them. Again, your website is?
mnredhotrealestate.com.
And Shelley, we encourage people to call you. You're easy to reach at 612-839-6918,
that's
right?
It. Yes, absolute.
You can find this episode and previous episodes of the Red Hot Real Estate Show on our website. Make sure you go to mytalk1071.com, keyword Red Hot.